He's often been the swing vote in 5-4 Supreme Court decisions. You're listening to USA Radio News.
I have to get to sleep.
Tom had a stressful day, and now he can't shut down at bedtime.
Need sleep.
To fall asleep fast, millions of people turn to Unisom sleep gels. They're non-habit-forming and quickly help you sleep soundly so you wake recharged. Tom? Unisom sleep gels. A stressful day deserves a restful night. Use as directed. Active ingredient diphenhydramine hydrochloride.
A man who at one time reveled in being called the most hated man in America, now on trial on felony charges. Here's more on the story.
Martin Shkreli gained infamy for jacking up the price of a rare life-saving drug from $13.50 a pill to $750 when he was CEO of Turing Pharmaceuticals. But his criminal trial has to do with securities fraud, wire fraud, and conspiracy. Prosecutors say Shkreli looted Retrofin, a drug company he founded, cheating investors out of more than $11 million in a five-year Ponzi scheme. Sarah Lee Kessler, New York.
Canada is struggling with the number of people fleeing America seeking asylum in Canada. Here's the story.
Canada was struggling to process thousands of applications even before 3,500 asylum seekers began crossing the border from the U.S. to Canada after the November election. The government of Canada is now focusing on cleaning up a backlog of 24,000 refugee claims. But in the meantime, those waiting are struggling to find work, permanent housing, and to enroll children in schools.
The family of Philando Castile received nearly $3 million after settling with the city of St. Anthony, Minnesota, a deal that means the federal wrongful death lawsuit will be dropped. A statement from the city says Castile's family has reached a settlement with the city following the acquittal of the officer who shot Castile in July. Castile was killed in July of last year during a traffic stop. Get more news and analysis online at usaradio.com.
Good afternoon. The weather today is mostly sunny with a high near 80. West winds 5 to 7 miles an hour. Tonight it'll be mostly cloudy with a low around 55. Southwest winds 5 to 7 miles an hour, and it's becoming calm after midnight. Tuesday there's a slight chance of showers and thunderstorms after 1 o'clock in the afternoon, and it's going to be partly sunny with a high near 78. Calm winds becoming west 5 to 8 miles an hour in the afternoon. The chance of precipitation is only 20%, and I'm more or less like where you're at, you know. Tuesday night, partly cloudy with a low around 53. West winds around 6 miles an hour, becoming calm in the evening. Wednesday is going to be sunny with a high near 80. Whoa, okay. Calm winds becoming west 5 to 8 miles per hour in the afternoon. Wednesday night, mostly clear with a low around 58. Thursday, mostly sunny with a high near 85. And Thursday night, there'll be a chance of showers and thunderstorms after 9 o'clock at night. But it'll be mostly cloudy with a low around 68, and the chance of precipitation is 30%. The rest of the weekend through Sunday, according to them, if they can predict that far in advance, is a chance of showers every day.
Did you know that 1 in 5 people are affected by mental illness? NAMI Hunterdon is the locally affiliate for NAMI, the National Alliance on Mental Illness. We are all volunteers, and all our programs are free of charge. We offer Family to Family, a 12-week course for families that have an adult member with a mental illness. Another popular program is In Our Own Voice, where individuals who are living with mental illness discuss their challenges and their progress in overcoming those challenges. Another course we offer is Basics, a 6-week course for families with a child or an adolescent who has experienced mental illness. We also have a monthly support group for families on the third Thursday of every month. Please call NAMI Hunterdon at 908-284-0500 for more information about any of our programs or to join. NAMI Hunterdon, the voice for mental health in Hunterdon County. Good afternoon and welcome to Mental Health Matters. I'm your host, Larry Cartwright. My co-host, Tracy Ivey, is off today. And this is NAMI's Hour. NAMI is the National Alliance on Mental Illness, and it is the complement of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce that we're on the air. There is a chapter of NAMI in every county in the state of New Jersey, every state in the union, and overseas.
In Hunterdon County, we're all volunteers. We have no paid staff. We work out of our houses. And someone once told me, well, that's good for the traffic. You know, you don't meet much traffic going from the kitchen to the dining room. But what we try to do is we try to help people who either have someone in their family who has a mental health issue, or someone they know, or someone they work with, or friends with. And we do it in various ways. One of the ways we do it is we have a 12-week family-to-family class that we teach that tries to enlighten a person taking the class as to what it's like to be someone with a mental health issue. We go over medications, side effects, what to say, what not to say in certain situations, what to do, what not to do. And everything we do is free. There's nothing we charge for. You have to register to take the class. And there's also a basic class for families who have younger children under the age of 18 who may have a mental health issue, ADHD, anxiety, even depression, what have you. And that's a six-week course. And we also run a support group once a month, the third Thursday of every month, on 52 East Main Street in Flemington. And if you have a question or want some more information about something, you can give us a call. The number is 908-284-0500. That's 908-284-0500. And we don't man the phone 24 hours a day, but we do check it at least twice a day, and we promise we will get back to you in quite a short period of time, usually by the next morning. We are very privileged today to have with us two special guests. What are you laughing for? You guys are special. Come on.
I've been getting called that all my life.
Yeah, but I mean it in a nice way. Yeah. We have with us Dina Sinar. Mm-hmm. I said it right. All right.
Yes.
And Dina is the Director of Development at the Hunterdon Youth Services. And we have Eric Ferguson. And Eric has a BBE, that's Boy Edward Fitness Center, in Frenchtown. Mm-hmm. And he also volunteers at the Hunterdon Youth Services. Now, what does a director of development do?
We raise money.
Okay.
And create awareness. You know, Hunterdon Youth Services has been around for almost 40 years, uh-huh. and I'm new in the position, 5 months now. And I'll go around meeting new people at the Chamber of Commerce meetings, you know, lunches, and, oh, I'm from Hunterdon Youth Services. What is that? What kind of organization is that? And I have to go into detail and describe the organization. So, you know, here I am in Hunterdon County, and this organization has been around for almost 40 years, and not many people know about it. So you have to create the awareness, and then after that, you know, we hope that, you know, there's some philanthropy that follows that.
Well, you know, I found with NAMI, people say, NAMI, what's that? I never heard of that. Well, if you don't have someone with a mental illness or know someone, or you wouldn't need to know about NAMI. Mm-hmm. When my son was first ill with schizophrenia, we never heard of NAMI. We didn't know what it was or who it was or what it did or what it didn't do. So I can understand where Hunterdon Youth Services were the same thing. If they didn't have a young man who needed that service, they wouldn't know about it. I didn't know about it until I met Lawrence Brooks at some kind of a meeting we were at. I think it was right. One of those card things, you know, the chamber puts on. But, you know, I never heard of it. But since then, I've heard of it, yes. Mm-hmm. And, in fact, I've recommended people to check it out and so on and so forth. But, you know, it's... If you don't have a need for a certain position or an organization, you're not going to look deep into, you know.
Right.
You know, parents will say, well, I want my kid to be a doctor, lawyer, engineer, whatever. They don't expect that, like in my son's case, spend almost 3 years hospitalized in a state hospital, you know, and then in and out more times than we care to remember after that. You know, so... It's like, you know what I'm saying?
No, I do. I understand.
And that's why people ask, well, what is Hunterdon Youth Services? You know, never heard of it. Okay, you know. Yeah, I happen to hear of it because I knew about it through Lawrence, but other people may not. That's why you're here.
Right. Yes.
That's another way to get the word
exactly,
out.
Exactly, you know? Yes.
Eric, You volunteer at the youth service, but you also started a new business.
Yes.
Okay. You want to elaborate just a little bit about that new business you started, and then I'll ask you some questions about it.
Okay. Yeah. Opened my own fitness center in Frenchtown. So pretty much it's an open gym along with personal training.
Okay.
Right.
Okay. Yep. What does an open gym mean?
So open gym. Pretty much we're setting up the weights and everything. You pay a monthly membership, and then you come in, and you know, and you work out.
Okay. All right. Something like
a regular gym.
Planet Fitness or something
exactly.
like that? Yeah. Okay.
Exactly.
Okay. Dina, what exactly is 100 Youth Services?
It's a group home for 12 boys. Currently, we have we'll have 9 residents after this week. So these boys come to us who need a particular program, some structure in their life, and we set them on a path where, you know, they come in and they're put in a school that best fits their needs. It could be Central, 100 and Central, an alternative school, again, all depending on what their needs are. And, you know, we have a full-time therapist on staff. You know, they're in charge of chores. They have to do chores. You know, there's privileges that they receive. And if they don't do something correctly, their privileges are taken away from them. You know, they get community, which means, you know, they get to go out and enjoy themselves. And they have independent community. So, and all these things, again, need to be earned. But basically, they're coming to us for support in areas where they cannot receive them at home. Some of them have parents. Some of them don't have parents.
Or some of them may have parents that are divorced.
Or they're in foster care. Maybe a grandmother is, or an aunt is their guardian.
And some of them, because of personal situations, I would think some of them causes them to act out or...
Yes, that's where the behavioral issues
come out. Mm-hmm. Right.
Exactly.
And it serves only young men, right?
Young men. The youngest we'll take is about 13, and the oldest, I think, that they've had there is up to 21.
Right, I think it was.
Yeah. And they're only there for about a year. Sometimes they stay a little bit longer, but if they do stay longer, you know, we have to work on them with what are their future goals.
Right.
Because some of them just may need a little bit more assistance. So we'll work with them and work toward their goal with them.
And how do you screen a potential client?
Okay.
To make sure they fit your criteria.
Monica Guzman is our assistant executive director, and she's in charge of searching the database. There's a database the state puts together, and there's names that go into it for boys that are seeking what we can offer. So she goes through the database, reads some background. Perhaps she'll call the CMO to get more information, more details on them, because you find out more verbally sometimes than what's typed up in the database.
Mm-hmm.
And then she kind of does that kind of screening. And then if she sees that they're a good fit, she invites them in for a home visit. And the CMO worker or a parent will come in with them. They'll learn more about our programming. They'll tour the house. And they'll see if that's a home that they want to be in.
I hate acronyms, I'll be honest with you. But CMO is case management officer.
Yes, I'm sorry. Yes. I know. When I first started there, I'm like, CMO, I think it's... And I have my master's in counseling, but that was many, many years ago. And I never pursued anything in counseling. So, I think one of the staff members was like, that's a case manager.
Yeah,
I'm like, okay.
Right.
So I apologize.
No, that's
that.
All right. No, I just... I'm on my second time around on a mental health board.
Mm-hmm.
And you serve 6 years or 2 terms, a 3-year term, and then you serve 2 terms, and you have to be off for a couple of years, and you come back on. Well, they drug me back on. But the first term, or the second term I was on, the second 3 years, the lady came out with a booklet with all these acronyms, and it was about 3 inches thick. And I'm going, what, are you kidding me? You want me to remember all these?
I don't think so.
Why can't people just speak English and
right.
say it
right
out? Case management officer, CMO, mm-hmm. I happen to know what it is, I don't know. Anyway, but they all have them. All organizations have these,
yes.
things, and it's... Like here on the air, I'll ask him, will you explain what that is?
Yes.
Because
again, sorry about that.
No problem. It just flies over
right.
people's head,
Right.
Okay. How do you, maybe I misunderstood how you said it, but how do you get your clients? I mean, do they recommend it to you by the state or by the county or by schools?
By the state. They are, so their case management worker, if they know that they need a facility, a home to be put in for a certain program, a structured program, their name goes into a database within the state of New Jersey. And so our executive, assistant executive director goes into this database regularly, especially if we have open beds.
Right.
And she'll screen who's in this database to see if they fit in our home with the other boys.
Right.
And not necessarily the other boys, but will our program benefit them?
Right. And they would more or less have to get along with the other.
They do.
Even they ignore each other or something, but, you know.
They're 12 teenage boys.
Right.
Yeah. So, I mean, they're never going to get along because they're just, you know, that's just the age and, you know, some of the challenges that we face. But there's a youth care worker. They're there 24/7. I mean, sometimes there's three or four of them on staff, depending on the day. You know, even at nighttime, there's someone there while they're sleeping.
Okay.
So they have group therapy, so if there's any issues, they talk it out during group therapy and try to resolve things.
What is, I hate to use success rate, but what is your idea about how many people you've treated and gone on to better their lives?
I'm not sure. I'm really not sure of that number.
I don't mean to throw a curve at you.
No, that's okay. That's a very good question, though. Because, like I said, we've been through, you know, we've been around for 40 years. We started off as an emergency shelter.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Lawrence has been with the organization 3 years. I think we're doing a better job tracking, you know, the residents. And also we're starting, you know, an alumni program. And before each of the boys leave, we just had four of them leave because they graduated high school and they're going on to bigger and better things, college, jobs, independent living.
Okay.
So we are asking them for their information. And they have every right to say, no, I don't want you to have it. But we're collecting it so we can start keeping, you know, a better record.
Right.
And also just to stay in touch with them. Do you want to come back and talk to the boys at, you know, one point? Mm-hmm. I mean, we have very good testimonials. You know, some boys left, they became state troopers, and, you know, they did something with their lives that was very positive.
Right. And, you know, just when you take someone like who's gone through this, your service, and they wind up going to college or getting a good job or, you know, whatever, going into service or whatever the case may be, that is a big plus.
It's significant,
you know,
yes.
It is very significant, you know. When you stop and look back maybe 2 years ago or 3 years ago, how they were.
Right.
You know.
I mean, we are ecstatic when they call up and say they need two letters of reference because they want to go to college. So
that's
a huge deal.
Yeah, exactly. You know, it's awesome. Eric, do you, at your fitness center, BBE Fitness.
Yes.
Do you do kickboxing there? Too, or you just do open gym, or how do you do?
I do personal training. So depending on what.
Explain what personal training does.
Right. So you would come and you would say, I want to lose weight, gain weight. You know, you have a certain fitness goal.
Mm-hmm.
So what I do is we sit down, we have a free 30-minute consultation.
Right.
Where I go over everything. What your goal is, you have any injuries, you have any food allergies. After that, I come up with a personalized, customized training plan for you.
Okay.
All right. That includes nutrition.
Okay. Right.
So we do everything from outside of your body to the inside of your body. All right. Now we start on a training routine.
All right. Do you give the person, what's the word, say like, can you do 16 sit-ups and 5 push-ups or whatever? So you know exactly how.
Right. So the first session is always the assessment.
Okay.
All right. So I see.
And what does that entail?
So you get on the elliptical for a certain amount of time. I see how. So I don't care what you do on the elliptical. I'm testing how fast you recover. So I do your resting heart rate. I do your active heart rate. I do from the service. So push-ups are like my main staple. How many push-ups can you do? Then we go through leg raises, and then planks. So from that, I get a kind of like an accurate gauge, and then start from there.
Mm-hmm.
Reason I'm smiling is because when I joined the gym for the first time, they did this assessment, and they had me do sit-ups and push-ups. And the fellow said to me, Can I ask you a question, Larry? I said, sure. Don't necessarily mean I'm going to answer it, but you can ask.
Well, you ask, right?
You know. And he says, when was the last time you exercised? I says, well, let me see. Got out of the service from NOM in 67. That was about it. He says, uh-huh. Let's go on.
Oh, boy.
But I do, you know, I do go to the gym. I try to go 3-4 times a week, but sometimes it just doesn't happen, you know, because life. Everything else, you know, mm-hmm. life gets in the way, you know. But I can't do the elliptical because of, and I can't do like a treadmill either. But my knees, I have both my knees replaced. So, you know, it's hard to do the elliptical thing. Mm-hmm. Maybe I could do a treadmill if it was on like, you know, half a mile an hour. You know?
Right. But we start at your level. So whatever. Yeah. And, you know, I find out about the elliptical in the 30-minute consultation. So I'll give you something else.
Right. Because if I walk, like my wife doesn't join the gym. She likes to walk around a block. Mm-hmm. Well, we live in a country. Walking around a block. It's like 2.5 miles.
Yeah.
So we live in the woods.
Right.
You know? But this is her thing. So fine, knock yourself out.
Yep.
Well, why don't you walk with me? Why don't you walk with me? So one day, a few years back, I walked with her. I thought she was going to have to carry me back, you know? Because it's up and down and up and down and up and down. And I went to the doctor after that, and I says, you know, I tried to walk with my wife, and he says, don't tell me. It was up and down hills, right? I says, yeah. He says, well, you can't, you know, it's no good. This is like stairs. I can go up and down stairs, but it's not. I'm glad I have a ranch, put it that way.
There you go. Yep. One level.
One level. You know, but all right, as a personal trainer, I have to ask, what do you do as a personal trainer? Say you get someone and they want to join and they want, you know, have personal training. All right, you do an assessment and all that.
Right.
So then what does a personal trainer do then after?
So pretty much I provide the blueprint to get you to your fitness goal, right? I give you everything you need. You have bad knees, so you can't do a lot of high impact. So I'll provide the low impact exercises.
And now can ride a bike, though. Hmm? I can ride a bike.
Oh, there you go.
You know, which I do, you know.
Right. That's so good, that, yeah. That'd be your cardio.
Yeah, right.
Easy on the knees.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
And right. We're starting at your level. So I provide the extra motivation. Some people, I have a couple of clients who they're good at what they do. They're good at the workout. They need the extra motivation. They need someone there to push them.
Kick them.
Right. Right. You know, so I provide the extra motivation. Maybe someone who's never exercised before. I provide the motivation and the blueprint so you can start exercising. You can get your fitness goals.
Right.
You know, it just depends on what that person's coming in there for.
Do you still do kickboxing on the side for you?
No. No, okay. And the crazy part about that is I have not even a background in kickboxing, but I know the basics. I've never done group fitness before CKO.
Okay.
You know, so it was something new for me.
Right.
But I enjoyed it. I already have the basic background in kickboxing, so just added the fitness part to it.
Right, right. Okay. And what do you do as a volunteer at Hunter Youth Center?
The exact same thing.
I'm sorry.
That's all right. It's okay.
The exact same thing. If a couple of the boys, they like to get into the fitness, the weight training,
and that's what
I did. At Hunter, they have a low gym in the basement.
Okay.
So that's just what I did. I took them through the basics of weight training, you know, here and there, what they need to eat, when they need to eat it. And that was pretty much it. So they had the motivation. You know, it provides motivation. It provides self-esteem.
Right, right. Do you still do that at Hunterton?
No, being that I opened up my own fitness center.
Right.
I actually have, starting Friday, I'll have the boys come up to the fitness center.
Oh, okay. Okay. So you have them bring them. I can speak.
A youth care worker will bring them.
To, okay, yes. Right. Mm-hmm. Okay, that's what I was going to ask. You know, then I'm sure they're not hitchhiking. That wouldn't be good.
No,
that's cool. So then when they come up, you get, I don't know, a handful of boys, 3-4, whatever, 5, whatever right. It is. And then what happens? Then you...
So just section them off, and I'll have them do different things. I'll, you know, watch out for them, make sure they're being safe.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so right. No well, gym equipment, no clowning around.
But, right.
You know, we'll have them do different things. I might have somebody on elliptical, somebody on a bench press, somebody doing body weight exercises on the floor, someone doing the battle ropes. We'll do that for a certain amount of time. We'll rotate.
Okay. Kind of like a boot camp, it sounds like, right? Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, something like that.
I remember boot camp. You not remember boot camp?
Not that type of boot camp.
A group fitness boot camp, yeah.
The fun kind.
Yeah.
Oh, I remember boot camp.
My boot camp was fun compared to yours.
Yeah. You think?
Yeah.
Why is that?
I've heard stories and seen some things. Yeah. I think mine was a little bit better.
Yeah, I think they improved a little bit over the years.
Yeah.
They can't throw people through doors anymore like they used to.
Yeah, no more wall-to-wall counseling.
No. I had a lot of wall-to-wall counseling.
Yeah,
trust me.
I've heard about that.
You know. yeah. We had a drill instructor, not to change the subject, go to offline here, but we had a drill instructor where a guy screwed up and he threw him down a flight of stairs. You know?
Yeah.
And threw his box down after him with all his clothes and everything in it, you know, his footlocker down the stairs. Mm-hmm. You know? Yeah, it was interesting.
Yeah.
Another guy was falling asleep on guard duty by the front door, and he threw him through the screen. Yeah, him through the screen.
By the time I got to it, that part was...
Okay.
Yeah.
You're trying to tell me you're a young guy and I'm an old man, right? That's what you're trying to say. I cleaned up the old man part because, you know.
There was improvements that were made.
Yeah.
Yes. Nicely said, right? Yeah.
Yes, very nicely said. Now, when you say, Dina, development and you fundraise and stuff like that, well, explain a little bit how you fundraise. I mean, you said you go out and you contact people and so on and so forth. But what?
Well, I have to say, I feel like I've been lucky in the sense. When I first started there, Lawrence introduced me to, you know, a lot of, you know, our people who support us mm-hmm. through our golf outing, our comedy night. And the first time I was on the radio was with Susan Lax.
Right.
And it was after we did, we picked up a bunch of donations that she had set up through CKO. And that's how, you know, I already had known Eric, but just learning about the importance of mental illness and exercise, it was so important, you know, to have a volunteer like Eric at Hunterdon Youth Services.
Right.
So that being said, I feel like, you know, the community has always come to us. Mm-hmm. You know, I feel like the word's getting out. Just recently, Talbots came to us and asked us if we would partner with them and set up a time and a date with them. And I was at the store for 4 hours. I put it all over social media that I was going to be there. Percentage of the sales this day will go to Hunterdon and Youth Services. So that's basically my role right now, is just getting creating more awareness through the community. But like I said, I feel like the community's coming with us. Tomorrow I have another appointment with a community member who wants to engage us and do something for Hunterdon Youth Services.
Have you ever considered partnership with somebody else? For example, Behavioral Health, the hospital,
mm-hmm.
partnered with NAMI 3 weeks ago, something like that, what they call the Hope Walk. And all it was, it started at the Getting Together Center, which is at 52 East Main Street, across from Safe and Hunterdon, office of Safe mm-hmm. and Hunterdon. And they just walked up to the monument and down Main Street and then back. But they stopped in various businesses and people contributed. And you know, so whatever was contributed was divided between the Getting Together Center or Behavioral Health who runs the Getting Together Center and NAMI. Have you ever considered doing something like that?
Yeah. Yes. And I can't talk too much about it, but something is happening.
In the works?
Yes.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
So with... Yeah, that can definitely give us more exposure. And
the reason I'm asking is because I think that NAMI would be mm-hmm. more than open to
right.
something like that with you.
Right.
Since like I said, I know Lawrence pretty well. Mm-hmm. Been to Christmas parties at your place and that sort of thing. And,
absolutely.
You know, so, you know, I think that would help you and it would help
yeah,
us.
Yeah, definitely.
And both of you would mm-hmm. get the word out, you know,
right.
more, you know, for...
And Lawrence is open to all of that. I mean, he's such mm-hmm. a great supporter and partnering with other people
right.
and nonprofits
right.
just to, you know, gain
awareness. Well, we are 503C.
Right,
you know?
Right, absolutely. Nice. But, you know, even I had this woman, Venetia Weeks, who's in charge of Spa Pops.
Okay, yeah.
Did you ever
right.
hear?
Yeah.
So she invited me, not me personally, but Hunterdon Youth
right.
Services to come attend her events, and then all the vendors donated something. to the silent auction that was specifically just for Huntington Youth Services. Uh-huh. So we benefited from all the proceeds of that. Right. So I was at the table. I was saying hello to everyone. I was introducing our kitchen campaign, our golf outing event. Mm-hmm. So, you know, I'm out there spreading the word as much as I can. And these are all Huntington County people.
Right.
Because it was at Beaverbrook Country Club.
Exactly. Right. Mm-hmm. No, I just thought, you know, it might be worthwhile to both of us.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
we
could help you get the name out.
Right.
Our name out. Mm-hmm. And whatever, you know, we'd have to talk about what we want to do for a fundraiser. But, you know, it could be a walk. It could be, you know, whatever. Mm-hmm. But, you know, it's just something I just can't
Thank you. Yeah.
And I'm on the board of NAMI in Huntington County. In fact, I was recently 7 years, 8 years, 8 years president. And this past June, I was demoted to vice president. No, I voluntarily stepped down.
I was going to say they probably rotate the...
Well, they didn't, but they didn't have anybody else at the time,
okay.
So I kept electing me. But now they do, and, you know, actually it's Rob Walton, who's a freeholder and in Huntington County here.
Mm-hmm.
So he's now president, and I'm vice president because he's new to the organization, and they wanted me to... Like, you
show
know,
him around.
Yeah, show him around.
Show him around.
Hold his hand a little bit, you know. Eric, why do you feel it is so important that youth at the Huntington Youth Services exercise and try to build a strong mind?
Outside of their personal fitness goals. So I know a couple of them, you know, they want to gain weight. They might play sports. So outside of the fitness
goals. Yeah, like
goals,
to lose weight, but
yeah, right.
Yeah, it goes up and down, you know.
they haven't hit that part yet.
Yeah. Oh, they're too young.
Yeah.
Exactly. I think fitness is important for self-esteem.
Mm-hmm.
Right? So once you get comfortable with yourself, once you get comfortable with knowing that having to improve or wanting to improve yourself is not a bad thing. Right, right now, especially with the way the world is now, and everybody has to look a certain way, I try to get them to understand that being you is good. You know, you don't have to be perfect. Nobody's perfect, mm-hmm. but be you, improve your self-esteem. You know, and fitness is a good part of that. You
okay.
know, besides the fact of release the good endorphins and all of that.
Right.
It helps you feel good after you work out. You know, no matter what it is, you don't have to be in the weight room. If, you know, I have some clients that like to go hiking,
mm-hmm.
you know, so
right.
they like to go walking or running, whatever
sure.
it is you like to do, you know, to release
But that's
those
all
endorphins.
Healthy, too.
Exactly.
You know.
Exactly. You know, when I say fitness, you don't have to be in a gym. I'm in a gym because that's what I enjoy.
Right.
If you enjoy hiking, go hiking.
Like my wife, she walks around a block and it's 2.5 miles, you know,
exactly.
so that's her thing, you know.
Exactly.
Then she comes home and complains, oh, God, I'm tired. Well, you know.
But could you imagine if she didn't go walking? How she would feel if she didn't go walking?
Right.
Right. right. So it just do something, you know, health-wise to make you feel good.
Yeah, and it like you said, you could do it at your house.
Yeah,
you know,
definitely.
You could work in the garden. That's what I tell my wife. Go mm-hmm. dig in the dirt because she loves gardens. She's a big flower person. She has all these gardens and stuff, you know.
Yep.
And I keep telling her to make it bigger because I don't like to cut the grass. So, and I tell her, keep digging in the dirt.
Yeah.
It's cheaper than a psychiatrist,
yeah.
you know. So
yep.
go.
Yep.
But, you know, it doesn't matter what trips your trigger for that type of thing, you know.
Exactly.
It could be anything. You know, like you said, it could be walking, you know. Take the dog for a walk, you know, and it's walking.
Yeah,
it's you're not sitting in front of the television or, you know, the computer or whatever.
Right.
You know.
Right. It's to get your body engaged with what's going on. When you go out and you do something, you go walking, you work out, it gets your mind, you know, mind going. Instead of sitting in front of, you know, my parents call it the stupid box. Instead of sitting in front of the TV, you know, you go out. If you go walking outside, it forces you to think about things that's going on.
Right.
Whether you see, you know, the grass blowing in the wind or something, it forces your body to mm-hmm. work instead of you sitting there having the TV in your face or being
right.
on the phone or in a game all day.
In your opinion, what is a strong mind?
A strong mind is a mind that can decipher something without having someone tell you. Again, you're sitting in front of a game all day. Your mind is not working, right? Your mind is pretty much off for the hour or 2 hours that you're playing that game, the hour or 2 hours that you're watching TV. You're seeing what's going on, but you're not actively engaging in anything. Mm-hmm. Right. So when you have a strong mind, you're able to look at something, decipher something. Your mind is constantly working.
Okay.
I think working out too, with a strong mind, determination, right. You know, also, you know, just feeling determined, I'm going to accomplish this. 'Cause I run. So when I go out and right. I have a couple miles and then I do five, like I'm determined to do this. Like, and right. you feel, right. like you said, you feel so good after the fact. Right. I mean, you sometimes goal. You don't know how you do it, but you just push yourself. See, I don't know if you're asking a strong mind and just in general or just like with exercise.
No, in general.
In general.
In
okay.
general. Mm-hmm. You know, exercise could mean a lot, but it could be, you know.
But you can apply that too, like, you know, when you're working out and you accomplish things, like Eric was saying, your self-esteem, you know, you have more self-esteem. So when you're out there in school or, you know, exactly. in the work right. world, you know, right. you have a sense of accomplishment.
Yeah, I have goals that I set on the bike, you know, I want to do 10 miles. Well, I do 5 when I first get there, maybe 6 sometimes, and then I go work out on mm-hmm. various things, and mm-hmm. then I go back and try to do 2-3 more. Usually wind up with 2. I'll do 7-8, you know. Haven't got the 10 yet, but that's my goal.
But that's
yeah.
great.
Exactly.
Yeah.
That's,
right.
You know. Mm-hmm. But then again, I'm not a young teenager anymore either, so, you know.
But you're going at a nice pace. I mean, that's so yeah. important. And right. I'm sure you feel good after each workout.
Oh, yeah.
Right.
And sometimes I have to force myself to go, but once mm-hmm. I'm there, I'm fine.
Right.
Exactly. You know, it's like I have to... Well, you got to go. Yeah, well, really, you know. But then when I get there, it's, oh, okay, because I see people I know or whatever,
exactly.
you know. And,
exactly.
you know, so it's.
What's the hardest part about exercise?
Starting.
Yeah. Going to the gym. Seriously. Yep. That's the hardest.
That's the
to
hardest
me,
part.
Yeah, that's the hardest yep. part.
That's
Do you
part.
Run every day?
Well, now in the summer, like when it's warmer, I'll run anywhere from 3 to 5 days a week.
Okay.
Yeah, I try not to do too much because I enjoy it. I don't want to injure myself.
Right,
I'm not a marathon runner or anything, but I love going out doing those 4 or 5 miles, 6 miles maybe.
That's your therapy.
Oh, you better believe it.
That's your therapy,
yeah.
right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's just what it is.
Dina, do you have any of your youth who, in your opinion or someone who works there's opinion, may have a mental health issue behind their problems?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And how do you address that?
There's Lawrence, who's the executive director, Monica, the assistant executive director. We have the therapist. We have the supervisor of the youth program. Every Monday, we sit down and we talk about the individuals that are acting out or that may need assistance or help in different areas.
You're talking about the people you just named sit down and...
Yes.
Okay.
We meet with them and talk about right. the residents who need support or help
uh-huh.
and, you know, need to be taken to the next level. What do we do about it? So during this meeting, you know, we all talk about it. We come up with ideas.
Right.
And then the following Monday, we have a professional come in. He's a psychologist or a psychiatrist. I'm not quite sure, but he's
close.
Higher up. Yes.
Yeah.
And, you know, he sent a report from the therapist on the individuals that are, that need our assistance in special areas. So we talk about how to handle it, you know, what the next steps are and everything.
Okay.
So everything is addressed everything is careful. I have to say carefully addressed and documented. I mean, I'm copied on all the emails, even though I'm the kind of the marketing, you know, fundraiser kind of person, but I see all this because it's important for me to know.
Right.
You know,
right.
but my hands are not in it.
Okay. No, but I figured that having met some of the youth that have been in your
mm-hmm.
program, and talking to Lawrence and some mm-hmm. of the other board members, I would think that it would be not everyone there, obviously.
No, not everyone.
No.
But we know what their triggers are.
But
and
there are mm-hmm. a certain percentage that have some kind of,
oh, yes.
mm-hmm. you know, mental health issues that,
definitely.
You know, which could be the reason they're acting the way they mm-hmm. act, you know,
right.
and acting out the way they act. You know, it's unfortunate, but, you know, youth a lot of times don't want to admit that they have some kind of a problem.
Right.
You know, because that's not cool, you know.
Right.
You know. And, you know, they don't want their buddies to call them crazy or wacky or, you know, things. So it's just, you know.
Right. No, but they're very careful on how they evaluate, you know, the boys. And, you know, when things get out of hand, you know, they address them rather quickly.
Sure. Well, I think they would have to.
Yeah, they do. Yes.
And you wouldn't have been around 40 years if you didn't.
Exactly.
You know?
Right.
So, yeah, I'm serious when I say that.
No, you're right.
You know?
Yeah.
Eric, how would the average person work to build a strong mind? The average person. Say they didn't want to go to the gym or they couldn't afford the gym or whatever. Mm-hmm. How would the average person develop a strong mind?
I actually provide home workouts also.
Okay.
But, I mean, I think on average, take something that you want to do. All right, so you don't want to go to the gym. You can't afford the gym. Take any kind of goal that you have.
Mm-hmm.
Right. So a lot of what I get is, of course, weight loss. Right. So I want to lose weight, but I don't want to go to the gym. Okay. So my first recommendation is, okay, what do you like to do? You know, a lot of people say, well,
eat.
Right. Yeah. Right. Eat or watch TV. That's the biggest thing.
Or eat while I'm watching TV.
What's the show that comes on? Empire. I get that a lot. Empire. I like to watch Empire. That's okay. You don't want to come to the gym, but you want to lose weight. Here's what you do. Every time a commercial comes on, do something.
Get up and walk around the room.
Yeah, I don't care if you do squats. I don't care if you do push-ups. I don't care if you do sit-ups. Every time a commercial comes on, do as many as you can. Right? And I don't care what the number is. I don't care if you say, I can only do three. Fine. You do three every time a commercial comes on. Right? And every Wednesday or every time you sit down and watch TV, that's what you do. Those three in about a week, 2 weeks will turn into four. Those four will turn into five. Now that's called progress, right? So now that they start to see progress, now the mind starts working. Now everything starts coming together. I'm determined to do this, and this is how I'm going to do it. So, again, prove self-esteem, right? Determination gets there. Motivation comes a little stronger, and that's how we work up to it. You don't have to be in the gym.
Yeah, okay. Cool. That's true, though.
Mm-hmm.
You know.
Yes.
My wife will get up. If she's watching television, she'll get up and walk around every commercial. You know, right. She'll walk down to the end of the hall, come back, walk around, you know, and I'll sit there and watch her and say, "You're doing well, hon. Keep it up." You know,
extra motivation.
Only kidding.
Right.
Only kidding. No, because when I had my knees replaced, they told me I had to lose weight. So I lost 125 pounds.
Wow.
So, yeah, it was a joy. Now I'd like to lose a few more, but it keeps going up and down and up and down. One day it's down five, the next day it's up three, you know. So, but I figured, hey, you know, at my age.
That's water weight, right?
Yeah, right. That's why I'm on a water pill.
You know? There you go. Here's the thing a lot of people don't know. We go up and down 3 to 5 pounds every day. So if you're in between that range, you're actually good.
You know?
You're actually good. We do that every day. Just depends on the time of day, what we eat. The average person goes up and down 3 to 5 pounds. So if you're in that range every day, you're actually where you're supposed to be.
Well, that's nice to know. Yeah. Thank you. Hey, you want to come back on again?
Whenever you want.
I'm serious. Now, I am serious, though. What are some of the ways, Dina, that the community can support 100 Youth Service?
Well, they can volunteer. Like Eric volunteers, he comes to. Or, well, they're going to go to him now and train with him. We have volunteers that come in and build gardens with the boys. We have volunteers that come in and cook with them, show them how to clean the bathroom the proper way. You know, so that's one way. Another way is donating clothes. You know, attending our fundraising events. We have two big fundraising events a year. The golf outing is one, which just passed. That was at Stanton Ridge, a golf and country club. And now we have our comedy night. That's on October 20th. It's in Hampton at the Playhouse.
Oh, Hunterdon Hills Playhouse?
Yes, Hunterdon Hills Playhouse, yes. Yeah. I haven't.
It's Union Township. But
oh, is it?
Yeah,
oh, okay.
But its mailing address may be Hampton.
Oh, okay.
I live in Union Township, and my mailing address is Milford. So, you know, yeah.
Okay.
But these events, I mean, we ask for sponsorships. We have an ad journal for the comedy night. So, you know, putting your business in our ad journal helps us because it's, you know, you're giving us a donation to put that in the ad journal.
Right.
Attending, buying a table. We have a silent auction. We have a raffle that night. We have a lot going on. So that's how we bring in money to the organization. Those are our big fundraisers.
And that's, when is that again?
That's Friday, October 20th. And if you want more information, you can visit huntredinyouthservices.org or call me at 908-782-1046.
Why don't you give that number again, because people may still be writing it down.
908-782-1046.
Okay. How's the remodeling of your kitchen coming?
We're still waiting for the permit to begin construction, so it's, that's taking us a little bit longer than we had anticipated. But
from the township?
I believe so. Mm-hmm. So, you know, the silent auction that we had during the spa pop, that those donations went toward the kitchen. So we're still fundraising for the kitchen as well.
Yeah, it's amazing how long it takes sometimes to do something.
Yes, yeah. I know. But the kitchen is 40 years old. It looks probably 60 years old. I mean, there's some cabinets. Eric's seen it.
I've seen it.
And, I mean, it's a wonderful space, but just think about all the meals that are prepared, breakfast, lunch, dinner, snacks for 12 boys for the past 40 years. So it's a lot. So it definitely needs the remodeling. So if you're interested in helping support that, you can call me at 908-782-1046.
There you go.
Put it out there.
And what, and the website was what?
HuntredinYouthServices.org.
Okay. And is there, I would assume there's some kind of thing up there you click on once it comes up?
Yes. Right. Mm-hmm. For donations, right.
Do you have a phone number if somebody wanted to get a hold of you, Eric? And
yeah, actually, I have two. I have the one that's at the business, 908-996-9997. I think that's it. Yeah. So that's the one in the gym. And then I normally give out my cell number.
That's all right. You can get the business number.
Then,
that's fine.
Then my cell phone number, I give that out too just in case you can't reach me there. It's 908-361-2973. And I mean, even with that, if you just have questions, you know, just call and ask. You know, I'm all about helping as many people that want to get help, you know, to achieve their fitness goals.
Right, right. It's, you know, I think it's amazing that, you know, we have all these resources for people in the community. And like we were talking earlier, a lot of times people aren't aware of them.
Right.
You know, and that's the sad part, you know.
Right.
And they don't become aware of them until they actually physically need them.
Mm-hmm.
Or either for themselves or their family or whatever. So I think that, you know, coming on here and putting it out, it helps, you know. You know, I think that, I think like you were saying before, Dina, that it's important to create awareness in the community, you know, so that somebody may not need it right now, but 2 years down the road, they might, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And if they're not aware of the various things that's around for them, they'd overlook it.
Right.
You know? And I think that by creating awareness, by going to card clubs that the chamber has, where you can meet other people, other businesses, and so on and so forth, it's, you know, I think it's well worthwhile, and it's great that you had the time to do that.
Right.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
A lot of people don't.
Right.
You know? So, but, you know, is there anything that I missed that you'd like to bring up that I haven't said?
Or? I spoke about my events, the kitchen campaign. I mean, if you know, I would love for the community to reach out for more information on either of those things. Again, my number is 908-782-1046.
1046? 1046. Mm-hmm. Okay. I know I have your phone number at home.
Right.
You know, I don't have it with me.
But,
so.
You know, and again, some people can't give financially, but, like, giving their time, a lot of people look for something to fulfill their personal need. And I think that's why we have so many great volunteers at Huntredin Youth Services. Even our board of directors are just very passionate people.
Right.
I think you have to be.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You do, really.
Yeah.
You know. Is there, like when you're saying volunteers, if somebody can't volunteer physically at your building, is there like mailings they could do or stuff like that?
Oh, yeah, we have volunteers come in that don't necessarily work with the boys, but they'll file for us. They'll recreate a filing system. You know, if I had a volunteer that wanted to work more on our website and, you know, just putting more on there, more content, it just, you know, it's very expensive to do stuff like that. Even with social media, you know, I'd be enthusiastic about that because, you know, I put stuff on, but I know there's a pattern you need to follow when you're putting stuff on social media, on LinkedIn, Facebook, Instagram.
All that stuff that's above my pay grade.
Right, exactly. But it's so important. I mean, since I've been there, we've gotten 100 more likes on Facebook. You know, donations through Facebook.
It's the new. You know, it's the new age.
It's the new way, yeah,
and it's so funny because I posted something on Talbot's, just a flyer, and maybe I got a few likes. I posted a picture of me and other volunteers at Talbot's, and it was like, you know, almost 50% more likes than just the regular text.
Right.
People like to see pictures. I posted a picture one of the boys took, one of the residents, because, you know, everything is confidential. But I'm allowed to, if they give me permission, I'll post their pictures. One put a bouquet of flowers together. It's amazing with the pictures. Right. You know, the audience loves to see stuff like that. So. That's easy. They already told me what they want to see. They want to see pictures. So
I have trouble scanning something onto the computer and sending it out someplace.
Yeah. Oh, trust me. I mean, I had at my previous job, I had very good people. They had a lot of patience with me. So
when I worked, that was the boss. I didn't You do this and you do that. You know?
Exactly.
I didn't have to do any of that. You know.
Right.
And you know, so now it's just me. Mm-hmm. You know.
Right.
But and you know it's. It's the new age.
It is, yeah.
You know, I mean, you see people walking down a street, and they're not looking where they're going. All they're looking at is the little
phone.
Hitting the thing. It's kind of scary.
You
know. It is, you know.
And that's what I was talking about. They're not engaging in anything that's going on. They're just engaging tunnel vision in that phone.
Right.
Yeah.
You never know what you're missing.
Right. And we were talking about that earlier, you know, because I don't know. I don't. My wife checks Facebook once in a while. She don't have her picture up there, but you know, but my granddaughter is on it and my daughter and, you know, all that stuff. So she checks those once periodically.
Right.
But you know, me, I couldn't put a picture on there. I wouldn't have to do it. You know, number one, number two, I don't want to put a picture on there, you know? But it's just me, you know, because, you know, my background and everything is different.
That's understandable.
You know? So I just, you know. And like I was saying, I do email because of NAMI, you know, and, you know, getting guests back and forth and stuff for the radio show. But other than that, you know.
Once you start, you get hooked. I mean, I remember when Facebook first came out. I have a little sister, and she, as soon as Facebook came out, you know, I was still on MySpace. So it took me 2 years just to convert over to Facebook.
Yeah.
And then once you're on it, I was like, oh, okay. And, you know, for me, I first used it to keep up with, you know, my old soldiers and everything.
Right.
But, you know, if you're different states, you need a way to do that.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not a real big phone person, so Facebook was good for that. Then Instagram, and now I'm just totally addicted to Instagram. So you see my Instagram account. It's just crazy, but I use it for business, personal. So it can be a good tool.
Absolutely.
You know, but some people use it for more than a tool.
You know,
I'm addicted to it for the business part.
Well, you were saying about keeping up with, you know, some of your vet friends.
Right.
I keep up with the group that I keep up with, but we do it by email because I don't think any of them are in that area. Yep. So we just email each other, you know. But, you know, we've got about, I would say, about a minute left. So why don't you give your phone number again for Eric for your business and such?
Mm-hmm. Okay, so two ways to contact me. The business phone number, 908-996-9997, and then my cell phone, 908-361-2973, or you just stop by, 991 Highway 12 in Frenchtown.
In Frenchtown.
State Highway 12, yeah.
Okay. Dina?
Dina Sinar, Hunterdon Youth Services. The email address, not email, I'm sorry, website is HunterdonYouthServices.org. Phone number is 908-782-1046.
Well, I really appreciate you guys coming on today.
Thank you.
Thank you for having me.
Yeah, thank you.
I will have you back. promise I will invite you back.
Thank you.
Okay, because I wrote your numbers down. So,
okay.
But thank you so much for coming on, and I really appreciate it. And remember, folks, we'll see you. We won't see you next week. Next week's at 7-3, January 3rd. We will do a rewind show because we're all going to be off.
Okay.
But because Tuesday is the 4th, and it'd be like a long weekend. So, but we will be here in 2 weeks. And remember, mental health really does matter. We'll see you in 2 weeks.
Did you know that 1 in 5 people are affected by mental illness? NAMI Hunterdon is the locally affiliate for NAMI, the National Alliance on Mental Illness. We are all volunteers, and all our programs are free of charge. We offer Family to Family, a 12-week course for families that have an adult member with a mental illness. Another popular program is In Our Own Voice, where individuals who are living with mental illness discuss their challenges and their progress in overcoming those challenges. Another course we offer is Basics, a 6-week course for families with a child or an adolescent who has experienced mental illness. We also have a monthly support group for families on the third Thursday of every month. Please call NAMI Hunterdon at 908-284-0500 for more information about any of our programs or to join. NAMI Hunterdon, the voice for mental health in Hunterdon County.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com, brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Hi, I'm Joe Peters of Weikert Realtors. Buying or selling a property can be one of the most expensive undertakings you face in your lifetime. And selecting the right realtor to help you through this process can dramatically affect your success or your failure. I have personally helped hundreds of buyers and sellers through this process in achieving their dreams and goals in 100 in Somerset County areas over the past 10 years. I believe that this experience should be a smooth, seamless one for you and not a roller coaster ride. But the best judgment as to whether or not I deliver this to my customers is their reactions in their own words.
One of the things we liked about Joe was that he would return calls within minutes if he wasn't able to pick up.
You know, Joe guided us through the process of selling our home and made a complicated transaction appear seamless.
How do I accomplish this? By approaching every transaction from a business perspective. Initially, I try to fully understand your goals and dreams and make them my own. Then, I go out and take the mass amounts of data that we have and distill them down to a few understandable action points to be considered. Finally, I control the entire process through technology to ensure that we're not going to hit any speed bumps along the way. The end result to you is a smooth, rewarding customer experience. Let me show you how to take my level of professional expertise and put it to work for you in achieving your real estate goals and dreams. I can be reached at 908-238-0118. Thanks for your time.
Let Stowaway Self-Storage be your local moving and storage solution. With 3 great locations in Hunterdon County, Stowaway is conveniently located in Flemington, White House, and Lebanon. Stowaway Self-Storage offers sizes from 5x5 to 50x50, discounted packing supplies, and U-Haul rentals on site. Affordable monthly rentals for your personal and business use, let Stowaway help you park your car in the garage again or store those old records that you need to keep. Visit us at stowawayselfstorage.com and mention this ad to receive 50% off your first month's rent.
I'm your eyes remain, stop me when I'm passing by.
It's time to visit Pambies, the newest ice cream shop in town. Pamby's Purely Delicious Ice Cream, Gelato, and Sorbet, made in Hunterdon County from unique blends of natural extracts, herbs, and spices. Created with a rich, creamy texture bursting with flavor. Tickle your palate with exotic flavors such as rose cardamom, hot mango, and ginger lemon. Or satisfy your craving for dark chocolate, pecans, and caramel. Located on Route 31, south of Clinton. Pamby's Purely Delicious.
See, now all my flavors are guaranteed to satisfy.
Hi, I'm Joe Peters of Weikert Realtors. Buying or selling a property can be one of the most expensive undertakings you face in your lifetime, and selecting the right realtor to help you through this process can dramatically affect your success or your failure. I have personally helped hundreds of buyers and sellers through this process in achieving their dreams and goals in 100 in Somerset County areas over the past 10 years. I believe that this experience should be a smooth, seamless one for you and not a roller coaster ride. But the best judgment